The connection is simple. Make doing business in Jamaica more straightforward and efficient. Motivate more persons to start and expand their businesses. This process will improve Jamaica's economy, spurring growth. With this objective in mind, the National Competitiveness Council at JAMPRO has been hard at work examining the operations of key government entities to help make their operations more efficient for members of the public. The yardstick used to measure the country's performance in this regard is the World Bank's Doing Business Report. The 2018 report was published this week and again showed Jamaica making strides in key categories. We explore these on today's edition of Going for Growth. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Jamaica is now ranked 5th in the world for ease of starting a business, according to the 2018 World Bank Doing Business Report. The report, which reviews and ranks the performance of 190 countries in 10 categories, outlined that Jamaica moved up 7 places over last year's rank of 12 in this area. Vice President of Corporate Development and Competitiveness at JAMPRO, Shulet Cox, says this jump was due to the work being done at the company's Office of Jamaica, COJ, which has now made it possible to register a business within 24 hours in some cases. The COJ has also introduced a business registration form, which eliminates the need to visit multiple agencies to process a tax registration number, TRN, National Insurance Scheme NIS number, General Consumption Tax GCT, and National Housing Trust NHD requirements in registering a business. Several other reforms are also planned.
We're also looking at moving forward and implementing an automated system. So Companies Office of Jamaica is on top of that, and that is coming on stream within the next 18 months.
Vice President of Corporate Development and Competitiveness at JAMPRO, Shulet Cox. Moving up in the ease of starting a business category is significant, Ms. Cox notes, as this reform is among those receiving special attention at this time. Others include ease of getting electricity, for which Jamaica moved up 10 places since last year, from 101st to 91. To keep Jamaica on this positive track, work is ongoing to transition responsibility for electrical inspections to the private sector.
The Government Electrical Inspectorate, the body that goes around and inspects buildings and approve them as being properly wired for electricity. How they have changed that is that they're going to put in a system that the government entity is now going to be a regulator, and then you have commissioned inspectors that can do the work.
The goal is to get the process for electrical inspection and certification of buildings down from 104 to 45 days. In the category trading across borders, Jamaica moved up one place to 130th.
Asikuda has been rolling out. There's a lot more that Customs is looking to do with Asikuda and to build on it and expand it along with the port community system to becoming a real single trade electronic window for Jamaica and reducing the number of documents and the length of time and the cost of trading across borders.
Overall, Jamaica was ranked 70th out of all countries for ease of doing business, moving 3 places down from last year's ranking of 67th. Jamaica, however, ranked 2nd in the Caribbean behind Puerto Rico and 6th in the Latin American and Caribbean region. Of special note is that Jamaica was ranked 3rd in Latin America and the Caribbean for business reforms implemented over the past 15 years, in recognition of the strong push being made by government to transform the doing business sector. Ms. Cox says there are numerous reforms in the pipeline and their effects will be seen and felt by stakeholders and members of the public going forward.
It's not only about just getting a ranking, it's to make it a real live kind of reforms that impact people on an everyday basis. So it's not only about ranking. And so we want to ensure that while we do the reforms, that people feel the change in Jamaica's business environment, and we're committed to doing that.
Vice President of Corporate Development and Competitiveness at JAMPRO, Shulet Cox. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.